USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
1,000 additional U.S. troops heading soon to the Middle East to counter threats posed by Iran. Acting Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan saying that the soldiers will be used for defensive purposes against possible threats from Iran. Republican U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says Iran should not be surprised by this move.
If the United States and Iran are on a collision course, it's only because Iran continues its 40-year low-level war against the United States to the point of provoking retaliatory military strike.
He was speaking on Fox News. President Trump is set to officially launch his reelection campaign with a big rally tonight in Orlando, Florida, typically a critical battleground state. In presidential election years, police there are bracing for huge crowds, both of Trump's supporters and protesters. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
President Trump says the process of removing millions of illegal aliens from the nation will begin next week. The president tweeting late yesterday that those who come into the country illegally, quote, will be removed as fast as they come in. He says Democrats in Congress aren't doing anything to curb illegal immigration. Meanwhile, hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid is being cut to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, as we hear from John Clemens.
The cuts in the U.S. foreign aid to those Central American countries is over their inability to help stem the flow of illegal immigrants traveling to Mexico and then eventually to our southern border. State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas describes the cuts to the so-called Northern Triangle.
We will not provide new funds for programs in those countries until we are satisfied the Northern Triangle governments are taking concrete actions to reduce the number of illegal migrants coming to the U.S. border.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In California, the Long Beach City Council will vote later today on a measure that would suspend all official travel and contracts with Alabama and Georgia over anti-abortion laws in those states. Los Angeles County instituted a one-year travel ban to both of those states last month. Some of the best actors and actresses in film and TV were honored at last night's MTV Movie and TV Awards. Among them, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He was honored with the Generation Award. He talked to the crowd about trying to change to make it big in Hollywood.
I was miserable doing that, so I made a choice. And the choice was, I wasn't going to conform to Hollywood. Hollywood was going to conform to me.
Avengers Endgame won for Best Movie, also Best Hero for Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. Lady Gaga picked up Best Performance in a Movie for A Star is Born. A convicted killer said to be executed in Georgia this week is seeking clemency. Marion Wilson Jr. has been locked up for the murder of an off-duty prison guard over 20 years ago. His lawyers say he wasn't the one who pulled the trigger. And a Pakistani lawmaker is a viral sensation after a news conference he held was broadcast on Facebook Live with a cat filter, which gave the politician pink cat ears, a cute nose, and whiskers as he was speaking to journalists. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.